it's doable.
Okay, we're going to begin now. With Hashem's help, Hilchos Tmidim Umusafim, and we'll start by, I don't know if your English has, and that, Shelley, the 19 mitzvahs, I don't know if that, the download has,
doesn't
have it, so you'll just listen.
If, this isn't, I get it from Mark, right?
Right, but I don't think they have that. Okay, Aleph, so Yesh Bechon, Teisha Esri mitzvahs, 19 mitzvahs, Shmona Esri mitzvahs, I say 18 positive mitzvahs. That's interesting. 18 brachos in Shmoneh Esrei.
Yeah.
Tzmidim u'musafim. Anyway.
Yeah.
V'achas mitzvah l'asei. One negative mitzvah. V'hareza pratan. Number one. L'hakriv shnei kvasim b'chol yom ha'olos. Every day to bring two sheep as an ola.
Whoa.
Number two. L'hadlik eish al ha'mizbech b'chol yom. That the fire should be lit on the mizbech every day. Number three. Shalol l'achboso. This is the negative. Do not extinguish that fire on the mizbech. Dalit laharim es hadeshin b'chol yom, to remove the ash every day from the mizbeach. Hey, lahakdir kedoros b'chol yom, to burn the incense offering every day. Vav lahadlik neiros b'chol yom, to light the menorah every day. Zayin sheyakriv kohen gadol mincha b'chol yom v'yanikres chavitim, that a kohen gadol should bring his special mincha every day. That's called a chavitin mincha. Ches lahosiv shnei kvasim olos b'shabbos. On Shabbos you have to add two more olos on Shabbos. Tes, lasos lechem upon it, to make the showbreads. Yud, musaf rosh echadoshim, the musaf offering for Rosh Chodesh. Yud aleph, musaf ha-pesach, the musaf for Pesach. Yud beis, lahakriv omer hatznufa, to bring the omer offering that is waved on the second day of Pesach. Yud gimel, musaf atzeres, the musaf offering for Shavuos. To bring the two breads with the korbanos that are brought with the breads, that the breads for Shavuos. Tesvav, Musaf Rosh Hashanah. Tezayin, Musaf Yom Tzom, that's Yom Kippur. Yudzayin, Musaf Achag, that should be Sukkot. Yudches, Musaf Shmini Atzeres.
Should be Shmini Atzeres.
And Yudtes, Lispor Kol Ish Va'ish Shiva Shavuos Miyom HaKarvus Omer, to count every man
7 weeks.
Should count 7 weeks from the Omer all the way until Shavuos. Okay. I imagine the Ches, Lahosif Shnei Kvasim Olos B'Shabbos, would be the Musaf for Shabbos.
Yeah.
Would be that.
Yeah.
Okay. That's the list. Now let's get to it, the first chapter. Halach Aleph, mitzvah saseh, it's a positive commandment, and the commentaries add to that, and there's a bracha that's made.
Yes, there is.
Interesting there. Ulahakriv shnei kvasim olos b'chol yom, to bring two burnt sheep offerings every day. V'emani krayim, and they're called tamidim, they're consistent ones. Echad baboker, one in the morning, v'echad ben arbaim, one in the afternoon. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, shnaim layom, two a day. Ola tamid, a consistent ola. And then the pasuk goes on, it says, esakeved echad taseh baboker, esakeved esheneh taseh ben arbaim. Okay, base. Ve'imos aizman shchitoson, when is the time you can shech these two korbanos, tamid? First one, shel boker, the morning one, shech ninoso kodem shetala hachama, before the sun rises, after which time, mishayar pene kol mizrach, when the entire eastern horizon is illuminated. And the Gemara, remember, said the illumination goes as far south as Hebron. So you could see the entire skyline, as it were. The sun is not up, it's the light of the horizon that's lit up. And it can go all the way, you could see it all the way across the entire eastern horizon. Okay, so that's the earliest time, that's the optimal time. So really, it's, as we'll call, after Alos HaShachar and before Netzach Hama. That's the optimal time. Upam achas, however, one time, doch hashod, time was pressed, as at Tzibur for the congregation, by Shady, during the Second Temple era. This was in the days where the Greeks were in charge of everything, and if there was a certain time where they would have to draw over the wall of Jerusalem, they'd bring buckets of gold, and they'd bring up little sheep.
Yeah.
And one time they brought the buckets of gold, and instead they brought goats, and that wasn't good. And when they realized the mistake, then they checked again, and they found in the lishka of the, that's supposed to have the goats, They found some were there, although they weren't normally there. And it happened to take so long till they finally found out. They brought the korban by the fourth hour. One time.
Whoa.
So that's why it fits in with chakras. Chakras can be set until the fourth hour.
Yeah. So that's one out of, let's see, there was 420 years and 410 years.
And,
so out of 800.
More than that. And the Mishkan. 69 plus 40. So it was a lot of more.
So over 1,200 years, they missed once.
Yeah.
That's not
okay.
bad.
Okay, anyway.
What would you say, Shelley?
Pretty good.
Okay. They didn't even miss. It was just late.
Yeah, late. Okay, late once. That's good on your report card. What late?
So this is the morning one. Now let's talk about the afternoon one. We're going to see that it's going to fluctuate depending on the season.
Well, Pesach.
Gimel. Tamid shel bein arba'im, the afternoon tamid. Shoich din oisoi. When is the earliest time, as it were? Mishayare chatzel. When the shadow extends itself. V'yera l'kol sherech. And it shows everyone that it's extended. What does that mean? So in other words, it obviously has to be in the afternoon. Now, at noon, the sun's straight above.
Right above.
So you know it's not afternoon. The sun has to have been moved over to the point where it starts creates a shade. And what is that time? It's from 6.5 halachic hours in the day. Ad sofayom. Technically, you have until sunset. That's the zman. However, but the standard procedure was they shech normally ela bishmona shalsu mechza, they would slaughter it at the 8.5 hours of the daylight hours. Vikarev, and after it was slaughtered an hour later, they'd sprinkle the blood and burn the animal betesho mechza at 9.5 hours. Okay, and that really, now we have, this is where you've got the shorter time for mincha, mincha ketana.
Right.
So there's where you get mincha gedola, therefore nowadays is six and a half hours. Mincha ketana is 9.5 hours. And then for plug is half of that 2.5 hours left before sunset.
Yeah.
Now, v'lama ma'achrin also shtei shos achar tchilas ma'ashchita. So, why are we starting the shchita so late in the afternoon? You l'chayr is rizim makdimi l'mitzvos. If you can start bringing the korban form of the afternoon at 6.5 hours, why don't we do that? Just like the morning one, we don't wait until the fourth hour to bring it. We do it even before sunrise. We're zrizim makdimim. So aren't we zrizim makdimim for the afternoon one?
Because you got to fit in all the other korbanos.
Because first of all, mipnei har korbanos shel yechidim o shel tzibur. Because there's other korbanos of individuals or communal offerings that have to be brought. And here's the important rule.
These are the bookends.
Lefisha osur lahakriv korban klal kodem tamid shel shachar. Number one. You're not allowed to bring any korbanos before the first korban tamid in the morning is brought.
Or,
that's why we want to start it very early, so then everything else can happen afterwards. You can't shecht any korbanos after the afternoon ones. If you're going to hurry up and slaughter at 6.5 hours, it's going to be 5 hours that you could have been bringing an animal.
Empty.
Something that's
empty.
Totally empty.
Empty.
With the exception of the following korban that may be brought after the korban tamid.
Pesach.
Chutz mi korban Pesach livado. Mm-hmm. The korban that's brought on Erev Pesach, everyone's korban Pesach, is brought at that time. It's going to extend the next two halachas. But obviously, if you're going to wait to do your korban Pesach later, it's not going to be good.
It's
got to
be
the day. You can't bring your korban Pesach all in 2 hours. So let's look what we got over here. You can't. The korban Pesach has to be done erev Pesach afternoon.
Can't be
brought
sunset.
Before 6.5 hours.
Right.
Early, can't bring it. 6 hours, you can bring it. Now, if we're going to bring the korban tamid by 8:30 hours.
Forget it.
You only
they
got 2 hours.
So
therefore, I said, forget it. You know what we're going to do? We're going to bring korban Pesach even afterwards. You're going to see, well, why don't we just delay the korban tamid? Tomorrow I'm going to discuss this on Locha Dalet and Hay. Got a lot of options on the plate over here. One thing has to be, you got to shecht that korban Pesach on the 14th.
Yeah.
Cannot shecht it on the
15th. The 15th, in any way, shape, or form.
Okay,
and there's more than one.
We can roast it on the 15th.
You can do whatever you want after
it's
that.
Not Shabbos. But you got to get it shechted before nightfall, before sunset. So let's see now. Dalid and Hay continue this idea. Dalid ain shechdin es ha Pesach ela achar tamid shel barim. Now the Rambam really says We just don't shech the Korban Pesach until after we bring the afternoon Korban. And therefore, you're going to see we're going to do the afternoon Korban early to get it out of the way, as it were, and leave the rest of the time for Korban Pesach. Similarly, other things we advance up. V'chein mechusare kipurim. People who are lacking certain kapara, makriving kapara some, they bring their korban for their kapara. Achar tomit shel bein arabayim, they'll bring it after the korban of the afternoon. Biyomar basa on the 14. Why? Kadeshu tohorim lechol bishchem, so they can eat their korban pesach at night. Here's the story. Let's say a zav or a zava or a yoledes or a mitzora.
Wait a minute.
That even after they retire themselves from the tumah and they go to the mikveh, right, the sun sets. Right. But still, they got to bring
a korban. Sure.
Okay, and if they don't bring it, they're out of luck. Now, let's say they forgot to bring it on the eighth day, which was Erev Pesach, whatever.
Whatever it was.
And they'd like to bring it a little bit later.
They can.
So we allow them to bring this korban, Bein Harbaim, to advance it up a little bit.
They can bring it down.
So they can bring it after that time. Okay?
Because then now, they can't be Torah for them.
Now, hey, tells us exactly the focus here. Arve Pesachim, Erev Pesach, Bein B'chol, whether it's a weekday, Bein B'Shabbos, whether Erev Pesach is a Shabbos, it could be. Hoya HaTamid Nishchat B'Sheva Umechza. It was slaughtered at the 7.5 hour mark. V'Karev B'Shmona Umechza. It's brought at the 8.5 hour mark. Why? K'Shielam Penai Lishchot Pischem. So the time for them to shech their korban pesachs, so it's not clear why we didn't reverse this all.
Yeah.
But I guess we didn't want to endanger the korban tamid. So get the korban tamid out of the way, so to speak. So once that taken care of, then we're able to handle all the other korbanos. Obviously, other korbanos could have been brought at the 6.5 hour mark too. But we want to just get that out of the way, and now we shech all the other korbanos. However, you got some logistical problems, though. The Imchol Erev Pesach, Leos Erev Shabbos. Erev Pesach is Erev Shabbos. So Pesach's Friday night. You have a problem. Because normally, if the first night of Pesach's not Shabbos,
you can cook.
You can roast your Korban Pesach on Yontif. That's not a problem. So there's more time. But if Erev Pesach is Erev Shabbos, then we had to shech the korban tamid even earlier because we need more time. B'shei shumechs at the 6.5 hour mark. B'tchilas man, that's the very earliest time it could be done. V'karev and it's burnt. B'sheva mechs at the 7.5 hour mark. K'dei she'elohem revach litzlos kodem shikone Shabbos. So it'll be time to roast it before it enters.
So what time would they have to finish the shechti?
Well, I don't know how long it takes from shechita to roasting. You got to finish the roasting.
I'm saying you got to set up the fire.
There's a lot of things that you shechta.
Well, you got to set up the fire.
You do everything a korban pesach. Well, korban pesach has.
Why does it have to be finished?
Because you can't cook on
roast
Shabbos.
On Shabbos.
You start before.
I know, but you have to be.
It's got to be done. You got to finish it.
You
got to finish it. You don't play around with these things. You got
to
finish.
He wants you to finish.
It's almost impossible not to try. You don't leave the thing roasting without poking it or stoking it or that, and that all would not be allowed to be done.
Stoking you can't do.
You got to get it all done. It's got to get roasted. I'm just saying.
So let me ask you. So how do you do it in time? Because it's not like you had 35 korban pesachs. You had like 300,000-400,000 korban pesachs.
Kohanim are fast.
But you got to get back to the countryside because you're not going to all do it. Where you barbecue this? It's all in the hillsides of Jerusalem.
So? It's one of the miracles. It's not. You don't believe in miracles?
I believe in miracles. I believe in Yerushalayim. I believe in the whole thing.
In Yerushalayim? In Yerushalayim?
Josephus used to testify to this. But getting back, so they would have to schlep it. They'd have to
first
start
of all,
at 6.5.
All Kohanim would be on deck.
Yes.
Probably all 24 Mishmers were
on deck. Oh, sure they were.
All right, so, and you had to work quick. That's all. You had to work quick.
So what time were they finished?
It's the first assembly 8.5? Line. Was way
they finished off 8.5 at 8.5 hours?
Whatever. And they have to roast it.
How long did it take to roast?
You have to roast it whole.
A couple hours to roast.
You have to roast it whole. You couldn't cut it up.
The first assembly line before.
I don't know. I don't. Those details I cannot explain to you. But anyway, that's how they had to do it. Right, next halacha, it's a machlokas if the halacha starts one line before, one line over, it doesn't really matter. Even though you cannot shecht, except for the Korban Pesach, after the afternoon tamid, still maktirin kol dover haroi lahatara kol. You can burn what needs to be burnt the entire day
and night,
even after the Korban Tamid is burned, because if not, it's going to turn out to be nosar after the next day, which you can't be. Over. So we have to be able to burn it. Umaktirin evre olos veha emurim. We burn all the body limbs of an ola and all the fats of all other korbanos. In other words, other korbanos, you don't have to burn everything. In other words, he's saying the ola gets completely burnt, even the body parts. Other animals, maybe only the fats are burnt, while the body parts can be consumed. Ad chatzi halayla. You have until midnight to get it done. What?
Don't get until dawn.
Well, he's going to see in a minute, he'll bring down the takona. Kemoshu be'arno b'maisik once ever is explained in the halachas of korbanos. Now, as it will be explained, even though you technically have all night, but the rabbis, the first mishnah in Pirkei in Brachos, where the rabbi said you got to stop by midnight so we don't delay it. Technically, you have until dawn. But if you let people delay, they could do. If it goes past dawn, now you've sinned where you've kept it overtime. And that's not good at all. So therefore, they said, get it done by midnight. And that was the takana. Now, ve'evorim, ve'emurim shaloni saklu. What about different body parts or fats that did not get totally consumed in the fire? Bein min tamid, bein mishur korbanos. Whether it was the korban tamid or other animals' offerings. Mahabchim and kolai, you can flip them over, all night, even though it's past chatzos, ad boker until the morning. That's not going against the takana. Because you already put it on the Mizbeach before Chatzol, so that's okay. Sometimes it doesn't burn so well, so you got to move it over, whatever. That can be done the whole night. You're supposed to have it all on top.
Get it on.
It's all got to be on by midnight. But it could be some parts aren't burning so well.
So you have to come in before midnight?
No, Korban Pesach has to be eaten before midnight.
But why would today, why would you do the afternoon?
Because the Korban Pesach.
That's the Korban Pesach. Avi Klaman is the Korban Pesach.
They're not burning. We're talking about burning now.
But what do you want to know? Does it come from here, he's asking.
Yeah. Okay. Because really you'd have all night, but again, we make the xeric. Yeah. We'll get there when we come to eating. Okay, very good. Shenemar kol alayla deboker. It says the whole night until the morning, but, you try to do it by, the rabbi said, before noon. Okay, Zion starts the processing of the Korban Tamid. Evarim shel Tamid dochin es hatuma. The body parts are the Korban Tamid. They can be pushed off, even if they're Tame, which we already know, besides Shechita, which is also permitted with Tuma. Vein dochin es haShabbos, but it doesn't push off the Shabbos. In other words, we're talking about if everybody's Tame, for example, then you could burn the Evarim in a state of Tumah, or you could shech things in a state of Tumah, but it doesn't push off the Shabbos, as we're going to explain. As we'll see, the Evarim of the Tamid of Erev Shabbos, you can't bring them at the night of Shabbos, because you'll see in a minute that the initial burning can't push off the Shabbos either, as we'll see shortly. Ela be'erev Shabbos bulvad, but only Erev Shabbos, but not after Shabbos. Okay? Makdirim evore tamid shel... Now it's a little bit tricky here. Makdirim evore tamid shel Erev Shabbos. You can burn the evorim of the Korban Tamid of Friday of Erev Shabbos. You can do that of the Erev Shabbos. Shehatamid... And the Tamid of... One second. I have to read it properly here. Let me reread this again, please.
Sure.
Let me start from the beginning. Evorim shel tamid dochin es hatuma, ve'ein dochin es haShabbos. They don't push off the Shabbos. It means the evorim of the tamid of erev Shabbos. It doesn't. Ela be'erev Shabbos bilvad.
Yeah.
Maktirim evori tamid shel erev Shabbos. The Evorim of the Tumim of Erev Shabbos are only brought on Erev Shabbos. Okay, so the Erev Shabbos ones are brought on Erev Shabbos.
Friday, Friday's
now, Shahat Tumid, now the Tumid of Shabbos,
oh,
Trilaso initially, Doiche Shabbos sure. is Doiche the Shabbos, because that's the Tumid of Shabbos. You can even shecht it on Shabbos.
Well, you have to shecht it on
so,
Shabbos.
So what he's saying is the Erev Shabbos Tumid, you don't slack it off that the bird no. goes into Shabbos, but the Shabbos day Tumid, or afternoon, whatever, that burning does docha Shabbos, because the whole thing is on Shabbos.
You shefted it. On Erev Shabbos, so he's not saying they do it, they shefted it.
You got to do earlier. It all before Shabbos.
Yeah, but they don't say they do it earlier.
Well, no. Wait, v'sofo ain't a docha, and the end of the Erev Shabbos, Tamid, ain't a docha, does not push it off wait. At all, because it lets, or let's say you didn't bring it on Erev Shabbos, and you want to bring it on Shabbos. You can't do any of that. It's all, in other words, basically, the Erev Shabbos Tumid's got to be all done and finished before Shabbos. The Shabbos one can do whatever has to be done, even on Shabbos. Okay, now, Chelve Shabbos, the fats or the karbanos.
Somebody says for Lamed Hay, though, he says something a little different, doesn't he say for Lamed Hay?
Tumid Shel Shabbos, Nishkrit B'Shabbos, and Nikrit B'Shabbos. Oh, that's fine.
But because that's but that goes on Chetami Docha B'Shabbos.
That's the one. It's Shabbos. Okay, it's Shabbos. Okay. That's exactly what we said. Now, Chelve Shabbos, the fats of the Korbanos are brought on Shabbos. Now, here's another problem now. What if Shabbos runs into Yom Tov?
That's a problem.
So that's not a problem, because Shabbos is stronger than Yom Tov. Whatever you can do on Shabbos, you can certainly do on Yom Tov. So therefore, Krivim B'Leila Yom Tov. You could now burn these Shabbos korbanos. If burning can go into Motzei Shabbos, Imchol Yom Tov Lios Motzei Shabbos. Yom Tov comes out of Shabbos. Because clearly Shabbos has a bigger Kedusha than Yom Tov. So if you could burn this on Shabbos, you can finish it off and burn it at night on Yom Tov, which is a lesser Kedusha. However, now this doesn't happen nowadays because of the fixed calendar of the next case, but in the olden days it could have. Of Alain Craven Balel Yom Kippur. But if the Korban Tumid was Shabbos and Yom Kippur came out on Sunday, which in the olden days could possibly happen, you can't burn the fats of a Korban Tumid on Shabbos, much as Shabbos with Yom Kippur. That you can't do. Shenemer, as it says, Olat Shabbat. Shabbato, the Ol of Shabbos on its Shabbos, that extra O, it just should have said Ol of Shabbos b'Shabbos. What's the Shabbato? That extra Vav says the Ol of Shabbos u b'Shabbos acher. So now with another Shabbos, which is Yom Kippur, Shabbos of all Shabbos is the Ol of Shchol b'Yontov. Or how about a weekday Korban? Let's say for four, if Yontov is on Wednesday, let's say, and you have a Tuesday
night.
Afternoon Korban, you can't burn it going into Yontov.
Right.
So to make a long story short, Korban Tumid of Erev Shabbos and Erev Yontov cannot be burnt on that Shabbos night or Yontov night. A Shabbos Tumid can be burnt on Shabbos. It can go past Shabbos and even go into Yontif, but it cannot go into Yom Kippur.
There you go.
Okay, let's do one more. They'll finish up this little thing. Ches Arbasor. How about the 14th of Nisan, Erev Pesach? Shekhol Yisrael is Shabbos. So now, when can we burn the fats?
Of what?
Of the Korban Pesachs. Or it could be the Korban Tumid, rather. Korban Tumid. Shekhol Yisrael Shabbos. No. Okay. Makdirin Chelve.
Hapsachim.
Okay. Belele Yontif. It could be done on Lel Yontif. Well, and it can certainly be the Korban Tumid as well. Then Shehem Kechelve Shabbos. So different than the Chalavim of a Korban Tumid on Shabbos.
Like the Chelve Shabbos.
But, interesting, if Erev Pesach was a weekday, then you couldn't bring those chalavim on Yontif because it's from a weekday into Yontif.
Right.
It was slaughtered right after Shechtit before, just like in the Tumid of Erev Shabbos. Tumid of Erev Shabbos, you had to burn the fast before Shabbos. Right. So your Korban Pesach, there was an Erev Pesach, but it's not a, but it was not a Shabbos day, right? If Erev Pesach's on a Wednesday, you got to burn it all by Wednesday. As opposed to the Erev Pesach of Shabbos, since I already have a dispensation for bringing things on Shabbos, then I can burn it on Yom Tov. Just like we said, the Tumid of Shabbos going to Yom Tov, then your Korban Pesach on Shabbos can go into Yom Tov. But a weekday Korban Pesach could not go into Yom Tov. Shkoyach.